Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, now.
Okay. We're holding here Parashas Vayechi, page 265, for those who have this edition. The first piece over here. So it's a Torah Samincha, and he speaks about the Vayechi Yaakov Be'eretz Mitzrayim Shvasi Shana. V'razal Dorshu, V'yomim Yivotzim Le'echad Behem, Al Inyi Yimei Ha'odom B'chai Ba'olam. Shem Noitzrim, Kimoy Shegufa Vinishmosi Noitzrim. Beyeshem Zman. In his life, a certain Zman Kotsov that is allotted for him. So Beyomim Yivotzru, he teaches means that the person has days, he's created with an amount of days. So there's a person is born with a certain allotted amount of years. And there's nobody that can add to those days. So a person has a lot of time that he's given this world. So this has nothing to do with Averis, that's not to do with mitzvahs. This has to do with just like how tall we are and what color eyes we have and many other things like that. There's a certain predetermination. This is part of the package of who we are. Then he says, you can take away through an avera, but you can't add. So Misra Yivach HaMolei means HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us our full allotted time. Because Chas V'Shalom, if a person's Chayte, it can be decreased. And Nechuat Shemol Yom Shaisa. He has him for Shepasik Pasik now like that. Masha'om Lechizkia Hini Yisiv HaYimach HaMesh Yisei Shana. Lost years because he didn't get married, and that was considered an avera, like shviras damim. So he was, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had been gazing on him to chop off years. That can happen, like I said before. And because of his tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu returned it to him. So the Yosef al Yamecha doesn't mean al Yamecha that you allotted to when way back when. Rather, it means the Yamecha that you are the Yamecha that you now had due to the Avera. Mashama Yeres Hashem Toysef Yomim Kineged Mashama Shneis Hashem Tiktzarna Kereshoyim Miskatzim Mevenseim Atzadikim Einim Miskatzim Am Neshachom Kuilei Hashem Toysefet. So he teaches Yiras Hashem Toysev Yomim means that the person's life, Toysev Yomim in the sense of living out a full life, not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu adds. Ve'elo Rishoyim Shomayin Roshimim Miskatsim Einam Shoyim Gemurim. I'm not talking about somebody who's a total Rasha. Kim Rishoyim Bedinam Shosaveh 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 Shosaveh. These are people who've done things that are not right and can have a kapara. if I can give a mashal, a simple mashal, which you can, it's very analogous to this. If you walk into a hospital, so people that are healthy don't have any operations. People that are sick have operations. People that are very sick have very complex and difficult operations. And then there's a group of people that have no operations, and it's quite clear that their health is very poor. And you ask the doctor, well, I understood everything till now, the correlation of the less healthy, the bigger and the more difficult the operation, but how come this person is nothing? And he said, well, he's beyond help, so I just might as well give him palliative care. And there's no reason in the world to have him undergo an operation. There's nothing to salvage there. So Rishoyim Gemurim that have no hopes of being salvaged in any type of Chai Olam, the Chai Olam Haba, they just have nothing. So fine, Kadosh Baruch Hu gives them whatever schar they have and finish off the years. Rishoyim Gemurim Shniskasu Bechet. This world has a place, this world has a comfortable, pleasant place to be. It's only tzaddik and gemurim or shoygmurim. He vehinu. So as far as we're concerned, we're looking at it with our eyes as Olam Hazeh people. We're looking, I see two people, both are comfortable, untouched, unscathed. So for me, it's like when the Pasuk says the Mikra Shoyim and the Mikra Tzadikim is one, that's what it looks like to us. Ablefi das tmim deyes, ish yisun golu, So two people are undergoing the same experience. Both of them are living b'toivah b'ne'imim. One of them, it's because I need to give him every last drop of schadek, because that's it, it's over that. And one of them, because his avodah is so perfect that taking away from him, all it does is stop his good avodah. For normal people who have faults that they need to get rid of, and various did kapara for, so the bumps in the road, the difficulties are part of that process of getting rid of what's bad in the person and kapara and so on. But the other people, it's something which mashenkin tzadikim gemurim. So they have it good, not because there's any real value in an absolute sense to good in this world, but because making problems for them is taking away from their real mission. If I can sort of give an example, something similar to that, the Rambam says the reason why we want Moshe Mashiach is not because we be'etzem want to rule over the nations, not because be'etzem we relish the wonderful things that will happen then. It's because we want to get rid of all the things that prevent us from doing what we're supposed to do. If I can get, so that's a parallel to it in the Rambam, when he talks about the anytime the Torah mentions good things. Another parallel thing would be, let's imagine. Imagine you have a kid you have a son that's sitting and learning nicely. Not perfectly, but nicely. You feel that it's important also to give him chores to do, because you say, you know what? He needs to lend a hand. He needs to appreciate this, that. We figure that it's important for certain things that he should also take time off and do chores and so on. Somebody who's learning perfectly, like a phenomenal master, a kol kol shakur, that type of person, you say any minute that I take away from his learning, I'm making less time to her. To a person who's somewhere in the middle, it's arguably positive when the person is also doing other things, because somewhere along the line, it rebalances, it gets a person to do what he's supposed to do. But a tzaddik gomer, the best thing he can do in this world is to keep doing what he's doing, and any bumps that I put in the road, just I get less out of him. For the person who's not a tzaddik gomer, the bumps in the road are helpful. They help shake up things that need to be shaken up, and to perfect himself. Okay, letinzer shon gemurim sheyimne shnoisem b'shum makom. You don't find any number how long they live. So Esav v'alofa v'malka liska kamachayev. There is no kimat seirech liska kama yemei chayev rasha. There is no point in telling us how long he lived, because in terms of Netzach, in terms of the big picture, it's meaningless. The person was, the person is gone, and the person will never be again. So how many years? What he did is important only because what Esav did and what Lavan did are important because it affected us. So the Torah tells us the important events that are geared to us. But to tell me how long he lived, if the sum total of his life is worthless, then it's worthless. The umashe zachar yimei dor hamavul dor afloga ledia ben kavish v'zayla. The numbers given for how long dor hamavul lasted, how long hamavul lasted, and so on, those are all because it helps us keep the general chronology of the world. Umashe iski me yishmor latzorech chayek mashal mechazal. That the Nazi figured out that the tshuva or the other years, and called tzaddikim timotze sheiske mechayev. The kol zilama by tzaddikim we have the lives kidei ladas kama yales chusam yitzarv kol yemei v'lahagin merav ne'olam. It gives us a measure of the person. This person had 120 years worth of mitzvahs ma'asim tovim. Ladia kam nitzara ba'olam shatzadik v'shatzar ba'olam me'ato u'me'una yelech la'menucha. The normal tzaddik does suffer. And that's why it's telling us that he went through 120, 175 years of suffering and so on. I want to add another point to it. This is a Torah Mincha. First of all, the Rambam in his Igris was also asked if there's a something called a kitzvah. And he basically says there is no kitzvah, but he says a person has the ability to shorten his years, but not to lengthen his years, that he does say. Very similar, brings the same sukkim. Some of the things are very similar to Ram says in Igris. That's one point I want to point out. Two, there's another nekuda as to why the tzaddik's years are listed, and the Rosh's years not. When a person, let's give an example. If a person makes, let's say, a complicated cake out of a recipe, so the ingredients all there are, they add up to something. This provides the texture, this provides the taste, this provides a counterbalance to this taste. Every single item, in other words, I can say it's a cake because it's a mixture of all the things together. Let's say a bach is making chont, and with unique bach recipe, he basically, the point is, put a pot with water on the fire, go to your closet, to the cabinet, and anything that's not milchik, put in a bit. We'll take that. That's a common recipe. So definitely the pot has a lot of things cooking in it, but I can't really call them mikshachas. I can't really say that it's all added up to anything. It may or may not taste good, but there's nothing here that I can say it added up to something. Next, a person who is a baltaiva and he lives for the moment. So his life might have millions of moments, but I can't put a bottom line and say it's now, it added up to something. It never added up to something because it was always the get that minute. The reason I did this now is because I had a time for this. The reason I did this, I had a time for this. When a person is doing toiv, toiv is cumulative. I built up, you know, I helping people is cumulative. I helped and helped more and helped more. When I ate something, I mean, it's cumulative on the waistline, but it's not cumulative in terms of accomplishment. So I can't say ever that it added up together as an accomplishment. It says nifrad, that taiva is something that is pirut. Every taiva exists on itself, on its own. It doesn't have, not mishabit anything, it's not part of anything. It's almost by definition. Taiva is instant gratification, so it's in the instant, it's the now. Delayed gratification means it's something building up towards a very worthy goal. A person wants to be Tzal Malakim, a person wants to be, you know, wants to bring out the Toiv in himself. That's a very, very different type of Mahalach. So B'meila, that's another reason why it would not list the Yez HaRishayim. The Yez HaRishayim were many discrete units. Each one lived for itself. That's it. Okay, that's the end of Torah Mincha. Next piece is a Ramban. Ramban speaks about the Ramazim in this parasha for Golas in general. This is part of the Ramban's sweeping shita that everything in the Maisa Avos is a similar body. Vayichi Yaakov Eretz Yisrael 17 shana. He says the going into Mitzrayim has many parallels with our present Golus. Roimer Shah, key. And then goes through all the different elements that are parallel. B'nei Yaakov him atzmam sivivu reditam sham v'chesed racheyem. First of all, we ourselves got ourselves into the mess. It happened in Mitzrayim. We just got through reading all the parashas about it. Two, Rome, Rome got a foot in holding at Israel, there were two brothers of the Hemshech of Malchus Hashmonaim, Aristobulus and Yochanan, who didn't get along terribly well. They fought each other, and one of the two called in Rome as a peacemaker. And Rome relished bringing peace to the world and stepping up to the plate, and they stepped in and never stepped out again. So we are the ones that caused it. So that's one. Now, its significance is, besides the fact that it's a certain, you know, significant, and when a problem starts from the outside, it's usually limited, because the outside has limited, Solo Marshall, and somebody tries to spy on me from the outside, he's able to penetrate a certain level of defense. But when a person has an inside person, there's no end to what he can do. So it's a much bigger churban when we bring it on than when it comes from itself. Yaakov went down to Mitzrayim thinking this is going to be a salvation. So A, they thought this would be a great salvation. B, they thought that they would come back very rapidly. The Golus was very long. They died there, and only the bones came back. So he says, this is parallel. Our brothers were the ones that caused them to come in. And he speaks about a later tkufa. Agrippas ran to try to get help from them. It's because of hunger that the Anshei Yerushalayim were trapped. The Golus seems to be forever. We have no idea when it's going to end, which is interesting because we did have an idea about Gals Mitzrayim. We were told, Abba Me'ashana, but our Kaponim, Banachnu Boy Kimesim, Oimu Yofra to Sin Islam. We're sort of in a hopeless situation. We don't think we're ever getting out. V'yalu Oysan Mikola Amin Minchal Hashem, Ilas in Lovo. The Amim will bring us up back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yelam evil kavod v'oysam kvedenu, and they will mourn severely the fact that we're the ones that became prominent. V'nachta nira v'nikmas Hashem, v'lsa nikmas Hashem, yikimeni v'chilofana. So Ramban here expresses the parallels. The reason is obvious because Ma'aseh Avisim Rabbanim, anything that happened to the Avis does express itself. The Ramban says it is like Dama Teshmois. The Avis are like the genetic material that must express itself in the Vlad. This is also a reason why people ask, why isn't Mitzrayim listed as part of the Golias? We have Dalet Malchus and Dalet Malchus, and Ral says his reason. But the reason is, I think Pasha, the Ramban says, it's a different stage of Klai Yisrael. This is the Golas of the Avis, so even though we as Banim have suffered it, but it's Yaakov of Venus Golas, and whereas the other Golias are our Golas, and the Banim repeating that those events, culminating in the Golas of Malchus Reima, which is the ultimate Golas. Okay, there's one more, I guess, more derech, pshat musa, that you can say the importance of these parallels is that, when somebody comes along and he's in a hopeless situation, and you comfort him by saying it'll be good, because Reuven has been helped and Shimon's been helped, they'll say, what's the tush though? Reuven and Shimon had an easy issue, my issue is very difficult. But if I bring him somebody who had a hopeless issue, and I tell them, look, there's hope, it's very, very different. I recently had, a few weeks ago, I had an experience, a kind of strange experience. There was a chayla that called me up, somebody who's very ill, and they needed some favor to get in touch with somebody in the area here who's in the medical field. But this person basically was suffering from a specific type of disease, a specific location, and kind of very hopeless. I told him, listen, I said, I don't know much about it, but the exact thing that you have, the exact problem, there's somebody in my house. We have somebody living with us from Israel who came for treatments 4 years ago when they told him that he has 4 weeks to live. So I said, I can't tell you divrei nevuah, but look, the person is here. And you see that he was told clearly that there's a very, very, very sharp case. And Baruch Hashem, it's Ein Adoma. When we say to ourselves, this is exactly what was in Mitzrayim, we had the sense of hopelessness, helplessness, nothing going anywhere, and we came through, it's a very, very big difference. Let's see one more piece of Babinel, a little bit longer. He says a very important Nekuda. The Omna. Why do they want to be buried in Canaan? Whereas Oyer Chazal, the Medrash says, why do others want to go to Kibbutz Haaretz? Rav Elazar says, Dvaram Begoy. There's something to it. What is it? Rav Shur says, Zahal Tashav Arsachayim, Ratzaloy Mashe Shtad Lovus Beze Im He Yoyis Be Minatoya for Amul, Mashe Loya Alem, Lishma Gufam Shutash Shutusha, Yanis Kabal Miyodam, Shatzisola Arsachayim, Shabatrias Hamasin. So Chazal say the reason they want to go to is because it's Arz Hashachayim. There's more chiyus over there. Misa comes to an abrupter end in Eretz Yisrael, and that's why they want to be buried there. I mean, there's a Gemara Faket. It says Shnei Chacham Ro Oren Shal Mei Shevam Mechutzatz Kavet Zol. Two Chachamim saw an urn of a mace that was coming from Chutz L'Aretz to Eretz Yisrael. Amar Rav Elazar said, "Mahoil zesh yotzeh shmasu Chutz L'Aretz uvolei kavod baretz." I mean, what does he think he's doing by sending his Aaron to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. Kure on your love. Vatavo, vatitamwes artsi nachlosi, vatahasi santo ta'eva. Vachayechem la'alisa misoschem, vatitamwes artsi. I mean, when you were living, you didn't want to live in Eretz Yisrael. Just when you're dead, stay. Near Mizesh Eschotzor, the Daisha Holis Gibbars, I will head Godel Shem Tamis Oretz. So why would they be mashbiya them? I mean, to bring it out to Israel. How do you understand this Chazal versus the Parsha and the Chazal we explained? Avol atshuva zehi. This is the answer. Ki yesh rabim le adam she yivalu yemeyem betuv betoyer v'mitzvahs. Betom yirach nasachayim. There are people that their life is life full of Torah mitzvahs. And they are in Eretz Yisrael. They are worthy of being part of Eretz Yisrael. They belong in Eretz Yisrael. They belong in that. That's not the Tamas Eretz. It's just like Tashmish Kedusha you put into Sheamus because it's Kaddish. They're the ones that are going to go to Tchias HaMeisim. There are other people, sheyivlu behevel yemeihem. The life they spend with nonsense. The rotzim ha'taivis ha'gashmish. They're busy pursuing all sorts of taivis. Ve'emash v'chayem kri meisim. And Chazal called these people the living dead. Because sheyimusa v'tendai yitzavas v'elase stokum atanus le'avyoinim. They tell them they should leave over a lot of money for avyoinim. Mashlazim men, they never get a penny stuck when they're living. Some of them say that Jerusalem is a film. When they were living, they wore shatness. But now they're dead, they want a silver Torah, Turkish wool, mehuda, everything mehuda. Some say it's just to bring to Israel. When they're living, they want to live in Manhattan. When they die, they want to die in Har Zeisim. That's absolute. It's wrong. The living people do mitzvahs, not dead people. So a person that's not shaykh when he's living to there, and he's when he's dead, he wants to become a tzaddik. You tell him stay where you stay as a living person. If you lived, a Megushin big life, then say that. Don't send your carcass there to Israel. Kihina al Rishay Doira Amar Naves Pasik. The Pasik said, Shem Mischastim b'misosom v'chayim. They would be fatzitkis in their misa and not the chayim. The Omer Hazal, Shilcha Od Nasis Mishatis Vardas Lechamoyre. Avichas Matachichu Mesa. Hazal said, you're not allowed to make out of shatis, you can't make a saddle for your chamor, because it might might cover you, but you can make tachrich for the mace. Mace are my added picture. Shoyer b'zeh shameisu potim la mitzvahs, v'chamor achai yisru roi leim isha mace. V'lechein lo yor lo odem ator shasem moise im chai b'zeh b'zeh. It's extraordinary. People look at Reb Leib Shteyman's tzava as something which expresses his extraordinary humility. It does, but it's a lot more than that. His basic point is life is when you should be worried about the tzitkis. After dying, where you're buried, and which in next to whom and what and when and all of that, and how much Mishnah to learn, when to learn, your chances when you're living. People like the idea, like when they're living, they'll live it up. But after they die, they'll have, you can't be misanik too much on haza when you're dead, so might as well at least do all the habitat and stuff. When you're dead, it's finished. Do it when you're living. By the way, a halachic point about this. There was a very fine yid many, many years ago when we were living in Israel who lived in America. He was a Yeki, and he wanted to be buried in Israel. And so he asked Reb Shlomo Zalman, the Shaila, about this chazal, what to do. Reb Shlomo Zalman advised him to rent a space in Eretz Yisrael for a nominal fee. So he rented my study for $5. And he said, so now you're in Eretz Yisrael. You bet some have an apartment in Eretz Yisrael. you have to be on a trip in Chutzaritz when it happened. That was a halachic eitzah. But the Rabbanel is speaking more about the content. V'hine yizbaya sh'ovas ha'kdoishim l'yoysim b'chayim toirim ha'kdoishim dveikim v'laheim mishpeikim l'kavar ha'kdoishah v'yinoch n'alem l'tzeva sh'achim moysim l'chul l'kavar sh'am v'shloy nem alem b'chayichim l'alisa misaskam torah d'arazi. The ovas ha'kdoishim were kulei kodesh. Their lives were dedicated for kdusha. Their bodies were not metamei Yisrael. They were bnei Yisrael. Kim b'chayim ha'shavtam t'shukosim ha'yoylam sh'am atomit. In their minds and heart, neshama, they were making aliyah. L'chein b'misosam gufeyam shayt hashmi shekdusha, l'ayhoi metames haaretz. Okay, we'll hold it here. I will be away the next 2 weeks and possibly the third week. Not clear about the third week. So we'll stay tuned. So Yaakov will pull you in on, I'll know closer what my schedule will be. But the next two Sundays for sure, not. And then the third Sunday, we'll see. Any questions, any points, anything? Why? Okay. Good.
Thank you.
Good. Take care. Bye.